In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us and guaranteed God's creation project. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and God guaranteed that His creation project, as He designed and desired it, will not be frustrated, but will come to its fulfillment and its fruition and its consummation. John is arguably, at least in this prologue, the first 18 verses that we just heard Robert read, is writing maybe a new creation account, not a replacement creation account, but a complementary one that points to new creation. We hear, you hear the similarities in the beginning, in the beginning, in the beginning. The Word, God speaks. In the beginning, God brings about the creation of all things. The Word, all things were made through Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. And it culminates in both stories, it culminates in a human being or human beings. God created male and female in His image and blessed them, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We humans have not done a great job with our vocation in caring for God's good world. The evil powers that are have also done their best to undermine and disrupt and destroy God's good creation, even creation itself, right? Infected with this disintegration we see all around us in floods and weather and earthquakes and the heaving and groaning. And how much more can creation unravel? How many more plagues can we withstand? How much more division and hatred can we handle? And yet, both of these creation accounts point to something actually bigger and more vibrant. The fruitfulness that just radiates and pulsates through the Genesis account, which we didn't read, but call your remembrance to that, but also in John's account. There was nothing made that wasn't made through this word from God. And in Him is life, and that life is the light of men. That light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. I do think specifically that's referring to the light of the gospel and the light of God's love in Jesus Christ, but I think it also refers to life, that everything that exists, every human being that exists, but everything in creation, Colossians 1 teaches us, has its life in the Word. The logos, the mind and heart and will and desire of God. Whether they're reconciled to God's love or not, they still have their life because of Him and in Him and through Him. And John says the darkness has not overcome that life. Thanks be to God. Like Adam and Eve, we reject God's will for our will. That's our pattern. We reject what we were given for what we want, what we think will make a better creation project. But it only undermines it. In what ways have you sought to improve God's creation project? And I mean, that is your own way in contrast to God's way. How have you tried to improve God's creation project? Be as specific as you can. Only to find that really it tends to more unraveling. It can be very hard to perceive because it's so ingrained in us. You know, there are things that have taken Brooke so long to convince me of. And then finally, it's like, oh yeah, I know you've been saying that for 25 years, but we even see the creation story repeating or repatterning when John says, this word, who is the light of all, the life of all, came to his own world, and to his own people, and they didn't receive him. They didn't welcome him. God came into the garden, and Adam and Eve couldn't welcome him, and they fled and hid. But, to all who received him, to all who believed in his name, he gave the right, the power, the privilege to become children of God, to be born of God, to have eternal life, life unending, real life that will never end, imparted into their lives at this very moment. Thanks be to God. In the beginning was the Word. In the beginning, God gave His word. He said, first thing, let there be light. And there was light. And he said, it is good. Let there be this. It is good. Let there be that. It is good. Let there be fruitfulness. Let there be light. Let there be color. Let there be all kinds of different things in creation. And it was good. It was good. It was very good. God gave his word. He blessed the humans. Be blessed, be fruitful, be multiplied. Multiply. He said, you may eat of, I've given you the whole creation for your life and sustenance and enjoyment, except for this one thing. Don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. God gave his word. God said it's not good to be alone. You not only need me, God is saying, but you need each other. The word became flesh and dwelt among us, and guaranteed God's creation project. The word is God giving his word. What I began, I will bring to fulfillment. Nothing can frustrate it. The incarnation points to, among other things, God embracing, joining himself, uniting God's self to the created order, like the marriage that we heard about in Isaiah 60 and 61. he experienced all the struggle and all the pain and frustration. He experienced that draw to rejecting God's will for ours. He experienced that temptation to not accept what was given and work with that and trust God absolutely in the midst of it. He embraced the whole created order in becoming flesh, becoming a human being. He accepted God's will. He accepted what he was given and lived it all fully and faithfully to the very end, right? Including embracing death, the final and ultimate enemy. In the beginning, God created humans to rule and oversee the flourishing of his creation. God never changed his plan. When the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, God had a real human being to oversee the flourishing of his good creation. And invites us in him, who receive him, who welcome him, who trust in him, to be a part of that. And that's what the scriptures point to. We will reign with him. We will join him. We will be in him as his body, as those that watch over and care for a flourishing, good creation. God hasn't changed his plan. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us and guaranteed God's creation project in its grandest scale, its most cosmic scale, and also in the most intimate and personal way in your life and in my life. Of all that is visible and invisible, he guarantees it with his word, and in your life and in my life. United with God, we participate in the new creation. We begin living it. We begin bringing it about in our world today as we live by faith, by trusting him completely and not our way, and by living faithfully, faithfully. Living life his way, trusting in him. So, second question, in what way could you participate by faith and faithfulness, trusting, could you participate in God's creation project in this next season? Of which your life is a part, your family is a part, your work is a part, your life in this community is a part, your life in this church is a part. Accepting God's will and working with what God has given. The Word becoming flesh and dwelling among us, God is saying, I've got this. What I started, I will complete. And he's saying, I've got you. I've got your life. And what I started, I will complete. I choose to be one with you. Do you choose to be one with me? Creation is torn. Creation is infected. Creation is struggling and unraveling. But new creation is happening in me, in you, in us, in his church, even in his world. In the whole cosmos, the old heavens and the old earth are being made new. He's got this. He's got you. He gave his word. Jesus is his word. We can trust him. We can join him. Let's do that. Amen. Thanks be to God.